Children, now let us read and enjoy a small story, The Gift.
According to a legend, when God had created all the animals of the earth, He called them one by one to give His blessings and His special gift.
He gave the dog the gift of being faithful, the deer the gift to run fast, grace to the swan, a sharp vision to the owl, and a beautiful tail to the peacock. To the elephant, He gave strength, and to the fox, He gave cleverness.
All the animals were happy with their gifts. But at the end of the day, He heard the buzz of a bee. The little yellow bee sat on the shoulder of God.
"What have you come for, my little one?" asked the Lord. "Do you want a gift too?"
The little bee nodded its head. The bee wanted a gift too.
"What gift do you want from my store? Shall I give you lovely colored wings? Or do you want a red beak? Or a full tail? Or a hump?"
The bee seemed not interested in any of these gifts.
"Oh Lord," said the bee, "I want none of this. Give me a weapon to kill people with." "You want a weapon of death, you foolish one." The Lord was very displeased, but He decided to grant the bee its wish.
"All right, you shall have your gift." He dipped his hand into the bag containing the gifts and drew out a tiny sting.
"Take this," he ordered. "It is a sting that will bring death when used." The bee was delighted, and it began to circle the Lord's head hurriedly. "I have got what I wanted," shouted the bee.
God said, "Do not be too excited, as you have both gained and lost. Your sting will bring pain to the one you sting, but it will bring death to you."
The bee could not believe what it heard. It had itself asked for trouble. Since the day until today, bees die the very moment they sting. The foolishness of the first bee has caused all the bees to suffer.
Children, now answer the following questions.
What did the Lord give to the swan?
Who or whom did the Lord give a beautiful tail?
What did the bee ask for?
What did the Lord give the bee?
Was the bee happy at last? Why or why not?
Now listen to this. Earth, our birth. Our earth is very old, millions and millions of years old. And for a long time, there were no human beings on it. Before humans came, they were only animals. And before the animals, there was a time when no kind of life existed on the earth. You read history in books. But in olden days, when a human did not exist, surely no books could have been written. Every little stone that you see on the road or the mountain may be a little page in nature's book. A little round shiny pebble may tell you how it got rounded and became bright without any corners or rough edges.
Children, will you answer some questions now?
How old is our earth?
Who lived on the land before humans?
How was the earth before the time of animals?
Why could no books be written in ancient time?
What are the little pages in nature's book filled with?